Blog Talk Radio.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them, I'm in his hands. Listen.
He sees.
He sees the tears you cry.
And he shares.
He shares your pain inside.
And sometimes.
Sometimes you wonder why. He
allows
you to go through.
What do you go through?
Listen.
Just know
he has his hand on you.
That's a good place to slip up those hands and give me some praise. Oh, I can't get no help from here. That's a good place to bless him. Listen. Listen to the words.
See your day. Even when the sun is up, yes it is. And from the top of your
arms,
you shout.
Oh,
will there ever be a change? What shall I do? Can I tell you one thing? Remember, just know. Yes, it does.
He said,
he'll see you through. And when you cry, he's holding you. So just lift your hand up high, for he will. He will provide. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Because his hands are upon our lives, because his hands are right there with us, even though we don't see it. But we thank God for this week. We thank God for another day that he's breathed his breath of life into us. We thank God because whatever it is we are going through, he has his hands on us. Whatever it is, the trials or whatever it is, we're asking God to help us through and we're crying out to him. He's saying to us, I have heard your cries. Just like the children of Israel, when they needed to get out of Egypt, they began to cry out to God. And he went to Moses and he said, I have heard the cries of my people. So as we're going through whatever it is that God has allowed in our lives, today he's saying to us, he has his hands on us. Today he is saying to us, he is with us, and he has not left us, nor has he forsaken us. So before we go into hearing from God, let us go into prayer and thank him for all that he's done and is doing in our lives. Father, we thank you right now. We give your name praise, glory, and honor. We thank you, God, for last week, because we learned in your word, O God, that we have a covenant with the kingdom of God, and that when we abide in the kingdom, we are protected and provision will be there, O God. Father, we thank you for your kingdom right now that has come in us, O God. We thank you, God, that no matter what it is we're going through, O God, that we know you are there for us, O God. We know, O God, that you love us and that you care, O God, and that every tear that we cry, O God, you're getting every tear, you're hearing every prayer, and you said you wipe them away, O God, and that weeping only endures for that night, O God. We thank you right now, O God, for everything that you're going to do. Father, right now we welcome you into the atmosphere, O God. We bind every demonic force, O God, that's trying to come against your word, God, that's trying to come against your people hearing your word and allowing it to take root into their lives, Lord God. Father, we want to be hearers and doers of your word, God. Father, we will not allow your word to fall on stony ground, God. We will not allow your word to wither up, O God. But God, that every word of yours, God, we will listen, hear, and allow it to grow, O God. And you will give the increase in that word, God. We thank you and we plead the blood right now over every home, over every ear, over every child, over every sickness. We plead the blood right now over every finance, O God. Because, God, what we are going through, we need you today, God. What we are going through, God, we need the blood right now. God, what we are going through right now, oh, God, we need provision and we need protection from you and you alone, Lord God. We thank you today, O God. We give you glory today, O God. We will not allow the enemy to come and steal our joy, to steal our blessing, to steal our healing, to steal our finances, O God, because you said when we rebuke him, he has to flee, God. We can cast him out through the authority of the blood of Jesus. And, Father, we take that authority right now in Jesus' name, and we plead the blood over our homes, Lord. We plead the blood over our children, God. We plead the blood over our finances, over our health, Lord God. Whatever is going on in our lives that's contrary to the word of God. For we know, God, that you have your hands on us, God. But, God, we're in a battle, God. The enemy knows that he has a short time, and he's trying to pile everything on us at one time so that we can say we're overwhelmed, so that we can say we can't handle it, so that we can say we give up. But the devil is a liar today, Lord God. We plead the blood over our mouth right now, O God, because we know that life and death lies in the power of our tongue, O God. So today, O God, we come before you standing on your word. We come before you, God, believing the word that you have spoken over our lives will and shall come to pass, Lord. There are no options to the prophecy, God. There is no options to your word, Lord God, because we know it's coming to pass, God. Our healing will come when we stand. Our blessing will come when we stand, God. You promised it, but we have to stand, Lord God. So today we come before you standing on the word. Today we come before you standing on the promises. Father, we love you today. We give your name glory. We give your name praise, O God. For truly, God, you're worthy of our praise. Truly, God, your death was not in vain. The blood is upon us, O God. And we thank you for the blood today, Lord. We thank you for the blood of Jesus redeeming us today, Lord God. And we stand knowing that we are victorious, Lord God. We stand knowing that even though it looks dark, God, that's only a look, O God. But that in the spirit realm, the situation is defeated. In the spirit realm, we have already overcome. In the spirit realm, the devil has already fled from the situation. So, God, today we stand with your word, telling the devil he has to get out now in the name of Jesus. Telling the devil now we rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Telling the devil now that we are healed by the blood of Jesus. And nothing will stop that healing. Nothing will stop my finances. Nothing will stop my children or delay my children or distract my children from God, from their purpose, from the plan and the will of God up in their life. In Jesus' name, we stand today. We stand on the word today. No distractions, no emotional setbacks, no emotional delays, God, but we stand on your word, God. We stand on your word, Lord. We thank you for your Holy Spirit coming right now, oh God, touching your people's heart, God, touching their situation, Lord God, touching who they are right now, oh God, in you. We stand, God. We stand together today in unity, oh God, saying and agreeing upon the word of God, we are healed. We are restored. In the name of Jesus, we will not be defeated, God. Because you are our Lord and Savior, we will not be defeated. We thank you, God, for being our comforter. We thank you, Lord, for being peace. We thank you, Lord, for drying our tears. We thank you, Lord, for being there for us and, God, rescuing us. In our time of need, we thank you right now, oh God. We welcome you into this place, Lord. We thank you for changing the atmosphere right now in our homes, Lord God. We bind every demonic force, oh God, that has entered into our homes, Lord God, to bring negativity, oh God, to try to bring defeat, Lord. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus, and we cast it out in Jesus' name. But, Lord, we welcome your spirit into this place. Lord, we welcome your spirit into this place, God. Have your way, oh God. Have your way, Lord God. Bring forth healing today, Lord. Bring forth restoration today, God. Bring forth your blessings today, God. Lord, bring forth salvation today, Lord God. We need you today, God. We've cried out to you, oh God, and we're going to continue, God, till you hear and you answer us, oh God. Father, we know that you're there, oh God. But Lord, what is it that you need us to do, God? Lord, what is it that you're speaking to us today, Lord God? What is it that you're saying to us today, God? Open the eyes of my heart, Lord God, that I may receive from you today, God. That I may hear the words from heaven today, God. I need you today, God. I need your word today, God. I need heaven today. Open heaven for me today, Lord God. Because I know you're healing in this season, God. I know you're restoring in this season, God. And I'm going to be a part of it, God. Holy Spirit, come right now. Holy Spirit, come right now. Speak to us, oh God. We're listening to you, Father. We're holding on to your word, God. Your kingdom has come in our life, Lord God. Your kingdom has come, oh God, and we thank you right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory, God. We give you praise, Lord God. We thank you right now, oh God, for everything that you're going to do in our life, God. We magnify you, Lord God. Oh, Father, you are worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. In Jesus' name we pray. As the Bible lets us know in 1 Peter 5:10, and the God of all grace who called you to eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. God is letting us know that whatever it is we are enduring, whatever it is, sometimes we're up and down with it and we're saying, God, I don't know. He's saying to us that this suffering, he will restore us when we endure. He will make us strong in the midst of what we're going through, and he will make us firm and steadfast. We have to hold on to what God is doing in our lives. The parable that Jesus spoke in Mark 4 and 26, he said, this is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters a seed on the ground night and day. Whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows. Throughout, he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, and then the head, and then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come. He's saying that we don't know how these things happen. We don't know why they happen. But as we sleep and wake up, things are occurring. Regardless, things are growing, things are dying, things are coming, things are going. And God is saying, but when we sow that good seed down, which is his word, when we sow down our faith, that God is saying he comes in while we're asleep or while we're awake, and he begins to sprout it up for us. So we have to stand on what we know about the word of God. We have to stand on the promises of God in our lives, so that when trouble comes, he's there with us, because we've allowed him to come before that. Then we look in Luke 8 and 22. One day, as Jesus said to his disciples, let us go over to the other side of the lake. So they got up on a boat and set up. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squirrel came to the lake so that the boat was being swamped and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him up, saying, Master, Master, we're going to drown. He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided and all was calm. Where is your faith? He asked the disciples. Where is your faith is what he's asking us today. He's saying, I know you're going through. I know things are hard right now. I know you may feel overwhelmed with what's going on. You may even want me to explain to you why you're going through. When are you going to come out? How are you going to come out? You want all of these answers. But Jesus is saying to us, where's your faith? Your faith is in the word of God. When the kingdom of God comes upon us and we connect with him in the spirit realm, our faith increases through the word of God. So now your faith, where is your faith? It's in the word of God. So when the troubles begin to come in the world, the things begin to come in the world that questions us, and we wonder how and why, God is saying to us, where's your faith? Let's pick that up and keep going with this. Because when that storm comes, and it's coming really hard, and he's letting us know he's not going to take the storm away, he was even in the midst of the storm with them. And they went to him and said, don't you care that we are perishing? And we ask God that when we're going through. Don't you even care that I'm going through? And we're crying and our tears are flowing. And we're saying, God, don't you care? Don't you see what I'm going through? God, don't you understand it's too hard for me? It's too hard for my family? It's too hard for my children? God, don't you care? Take this away from me, God. It's too much for me to handle. And he's hearing every cry. He's hearing every word that you're speaking to him. But he comes back to us and he says, where is your faith? Where is your faith in what you're going through? That I brought you out of so many other things. Surely you know I'm going to bring you out of this one. And we go to Matthew 26:36, where Jesus himself was about to be going into Gethsemane, and he was going through some things, and he himself had to fall to the ground and pray. Let's go to 39. Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. So even Jesus began to realize this is a lot that he's about to go through. And it wasn't that he didn't want to do it, but that he was in flesh. And his flesh began to speak out and say, what is going on? In verse 36, it says, then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, sit here a while, and I will go over there and pray. And then it goes on to say, he took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Jesus began to be sorrowful and troubled because he knew what was about to happen. So even with him knowing, even him being Christ, but being in the flesh, it felt overwhelming to him. It felt like a lot to him. So he began to say, I need to go pray because I need to build my spirit man back up for this journey. I need to build my spirit man back up for what is about to happen in my life. In other words, the kingdom needs to get stronger in me so that I can complete the task that has been set before me. So as Jesus went to pray, he built his spirit man back up, and he rebuked that flesh from coming up forward because he had a mission. And so with his example, he's saying to us, build up your spirit man, connect with the kingdom, and you'll get through this. He's promised us comfort. He's promised us that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He promised us that when we rebuke the devil, he will flee. He promised us that he has all control over heaven and on earth. So all we have to do is make a stand on earth that's already been made in heaven. We can begin to rebuke things, and they'll be rebuked here. We can begin to bind things, and they will be bound here. God is assuring us that he has us when we stand on his word. We are not here alone. He's given us his angels. He's given us his Holy Spirit. He's given us his word, and he's paying attention to everything that we're going through. So if it's your finances, you can begin to hold that wallet up in the air. You can begin to hold your cash up in the air, your bank account, your checkbooks. You can begin to hold it in the air and begin to rebuke the devil and tell him he has to flee now in Jesus' name. So when you hold it up, the doctor's report or the school grades or whatever it is that's a hindrance up in your life, you can hold it up and rebuke it, knowing that the authority and the kingdom of God stands with you, because it's going against what God has planned for your life. And anything that works against you is against God. So God is saying, I will stand with you when you rebuke this. I will stand with you when you bind this. I am here for you. I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. So as Jesus was going through, he went down and he began to pray, because the flesh had to get out of the way. So when we're going through, and it may be a situation that is the toughest we've ever had to deal with before in our life, other situations were hard and we got through it, but this one is staying around a little bit longer than we expected. This one is staying around a little bit longer, a little bit harder, a little bit confusing. We're standing on the word. It looks like it's not happening. We're standing in front of a brick wall and we're trying to figure out, how do I move this mountain? How do I speak to it and tell it to go? What is it, God, that I need to do to get this thing out of my life? And he's saying to us, even as his example, if this cup could pass, then he said, nevertheless, thy will be done. So if we take our focus off of getting it out of our lives and focus more on what we should be learning from it, or what God wants to do through it, then that wall will begin to move. Then the kingdom of God has entered into the situation. But as long as we're emotional and we're trying to get rid of it, the wall will stay there because the kingdom has not come and revealed to us why or what God is doing in our lives. Jesus knew he had a purpose. Jesus knew that there was something he needed to complete. And when he got to that Gethsemane, he knew it was time. And he said, let me go and pray, because I don't need this work hindered by fear or anything else. So when we stand in financial trouble, when we stand in sickness and disease or whatever it is we're going through, he's saying to us, you can look at that wall and you can rebuke it, but what he really wants us to do is begin to pray. He wants us to fall down on our knees and say, God, nevertheless, thy will be done. And when we connect with the kingdom of God and we release it over to God, the atmosphere will change. The situation will improve. And we will know that we have allowed God to come in and take complete control of the situation. But we cannot allow our flesh to control the situation. Because looking at the wall, you have to connect spiritually with what God is doing. So when the sickness is there and the pain is there, you take authority over it in the Word of God. And you say, God, show me your will in this situation. Because I don't want to go through this again. I want to come out victorious. I want to come out with a testimony. So what is your will in this situation? God, my finances, I've lost my job. I don't know what I'm going to do, Lord. I'm going to continue to look for jobs. I'm going to continue to pray. But what is your will, God, in this situation? And his will be revealed and his kingdom will come. And then every time you rebuke it, the devil has to go because now you are connected with the kingdom of God. But when you try to rebuke in the flesh, it stays there. When you try to pray in the flesh, it stays. And you're saying, I'm praying, God, what's going on? But there's something that we have to connect in the spirit realm in order for it to be moved. He told us we can say to the mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, with just a grain of mustard seed of faith. But yet, even with that faith, it has to be backed up with the Holy Spirit. Even with that mustard seed of faith, it has to be backed up with prayer in the kingdom of God. Everything we do has to be connected to what God's plan is for our lives. He said, because we do not know from day to night, from waking up to going to sleep, how things happen. But by faith, we know that God will take care of us. By faith, we know that God will be there for us. And that mustard seed is small. So he's telling us it doesn't even take a lot. I just need you to connect with the Spirit of God. Jesus said, Lord, thy will be done. Are we saying to God, thy will be done? Or are we only focused on getting rid of what's going on in our lives? It lingers when we don't connect with the Spirit of God. It lingers when we don't say, God, your will be done. I don't know why I'm going through this. I don't know why this happened. But God, connect with me. Connect with my spirit, man, God, so we can grow through this and I can come out of this, God, victorious, that I may have a testimony that will help someone else. That is what God desires in his kingdom. So when it looks like the enemy has come in and he's more than you can bear and is overwhelming to you and is more than you thought would ever happen to you, we go to 2 Kings 6:15, and God says, and this is what happened in this story, when a servant of man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. Oh, my Lord, what shall we do? The servant asked. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are against us. And we have to look at our situation as that. Though it looked like the situation has overtaken us, though it looked like the sickness has got the best of us, financially we're just drowning, God is saying there's more for you than anything that could be against you. So when you connect to God in the spirit realm, allowing the Holy Spirit to do it, he's saying to you, you will see chariots of fire that are fighting for you. You will see the angels dispatched that will go and fight the enemy for you. You don't have to do anything but praise God and thank him for the victory at the end of all of it. even before the end comes. There's more on your team than against you, even though it looks like they're winning, even though it looks like the sickness is getting worse, even though it looks like the financial situation is drowning you. God is saying when you connect with him, it's over. The situation is over, and he'll step in and take over, and you'll grow from it. But this is not the end of you. It's only the end of the situation. This is not your death. It's the death of the situation that has come against you. So don't wait to die in your finances. Don't wait to die in your sickness. But fight the good fight of faith with the word of God and the blood of Jesus. He's given us all the tools we need to win. He's only asking that we connect with him and say, thy will be done. Don't know why, God. I don't know why. But it's painful. I feel emotionally overwhelmed. I feel like I'm just not going to make it. And he's saying, but that's your flesh emotions. He's saying, now allow your spirit man to pick it up. And you'll see that your spirit man takes a whole nother road from what your flesh is taking. He's saying that your spirit man will pick it up, take it into heaven, and say, let's go. Let's fight. Because this battle is won. And your flesh is saying, from what I see, you can't win this one. From what I see, this seems to be the hardest thing you've ever had to endure. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Will you serve your flesh? Or will you let God be God? What will you do with this situation? When you choose who's going to win, that's when the winning began. But when you choose to dwell on the situation, then that's what you've chosen to win. So the battle in your mind will hinder the wall from being moved. The battle in your mind will hinder you from connecting to the Spirit of God, to the kingdom of God, to the angels of God who wants to standing there, and they're war angels, and they want to fight for you. But they have to wait for you to give them that, okay, I'm connected with you, let's go fight. But if you're not connected in the spirit realm and you're still dwelling on your flesh, then you hinder the whole process of your healing. You hinder the whole process of your financial breakthrough. You have to connect with God. The Bible lets us know in Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul. And then 4 goes on to say, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I will fear no evil. Though I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death of sickness, though I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death of financial ruin, God, you are with me. So because I've connected to you in the spirit realm, I will not fear. Because I know this wall is going to be removed in Jesus' name. I know that the blood of Jesus covers me and protects me and shields me, restores me, and that the blood of Jesus is not in vain in my life. So I stand believing what the word of God has spoken. So though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and when you speak of death, that's the end in the flesh eyes. But in the spirit realm, it's life. Because you're growing in the word of God. You're prospering in the Word of God. Your little bitty mustard seed is getting increased every time you add the Word, every time you add the kingdom of God, every time you tell the Holy Spirit to come and take over, because there's nothing I can do with it. I'm not spirit. I'm only flesh. But I can pray and believe God for what he's doing in my life. God wants us to release it over to him. He may not take it away, but he can ease the pain. He may not take it away, but he will restore us. So when you're lying down in pain, give it to him. God, I can't do anything with this, and it hurts me so bad. God, I've had it for such a long time, I can't even cry any more tears over it, God. I don't even know what else to pray, God. I've prayed all the prayers, and people around me have prayed all the prayers they can pray. God, what is it that you want from me, God, in this situation? Because I don't know what else to do. And then you hear that voice say, give it to me. Plead the blood over it. Stand on the word of God and allow the Holy Spirit to come and give it to me. And then you'll start singing that song that says, I feel like going on. Though trials come from every hand, I feel like going on. And you feel the Holy Spirit give you that spark of energy you didn't have while the pain was there, and a peace will begin to come. So right now, whatever it is you're going through, whatever it is that's hindering you, right now today we want to pray and take authority over it in Jesus' name. Right now, today, we want to plead the blood over it and give it to God. We want to do as our Lord and Savior did and said, nevertheless, God, your will be done. Nevertheless, whatever it is I'm going through, God, your will be done. Your will, God, not my will. My will would be that you go ahead and take it all completely away and we just keep moving. But God, this is for the kingdom, that I may help someone else along the way. This is for the kingdom, God, that my spirit man may grow, because the next thing I go through, I'm going to need this experience to remind me that you brought me out before. This experience is for the kingdom, God, because I said I'm a soldier when I joined. Because I said, God, that I love you when I joined. Because I said, God, that nothing will separate me from you when I got into this. Salvation, God. I love you, Lord. And nothing will separate me from that love, God. Nothing. Not sorrow, not shame, not suffering. Not me searching to try to find you. Nothing, God, will separate me from your love, Lord God. It's painful. I don't know why I'm going through it, God. But I'm going to tell you, nothing is going to separate me from your word. We have to speak over it and declare that nothing will separate us, regardless of what it is. It won't be long and it'll be over. It may be long because the pain is there, but we have to look to the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help comes from the Lord. So as we begin to pray today, we're going to stand and take authority over this situation, and we're going to say to God, nevertheless, thy will be done, because this is for the kingdom of God, because this is for the growth of who I am in Christ Jesus. Because this is me, I am the violent, and I take it by force because I'm fighting with heaven. I won't complain, God, but I will cry out to you when trouble and sickness come, when I'm friendless, oh God, when I'm brought to my knees, God, when I'm in the valley, God, I know you won't leave me nor forsake me, Lord God. I stand on your word today, God. When I pass through the waters, you will be there. When I pass through the rivers, you will be there. Whatever it is that I'm passing through, God, I know you will be there. So I'm standing on what you have promised me, God. I'm standing on your word, the kingdom work, God. That's my focus, is making sure that the kingdom has come in me, making sure, oh God, that I am focused on what you would have me to do. So we are going to pray, and we are going to take authority over everything going on in our lives. We are going to take authority, and we're going to give it over to the Lord. No more defeat, no more delay, no more saying, I can't do this, because when we say we can't, we've just hindered our blessing. When we say we don't know, we're trying to be honest before God, but what we're saying is, I'm hindering my blessing. When we should just say, Lord, speak. When we should be saying, God, reveal. Teach me, instruct me. Those are words that open heaven for us. Not I don't know. Not I feel. So when we connect with Jesus, it's all about making sure we're not hindering with our own words. The Bible lets us know in Isaiah 43:2, when we pass through waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set ablaze on you. I am the Lord your God. So he made sure he covered everything we will be going through. He has equipped us in every situation. So let us pray. And we're going to take authority right now over everything we're going through. Father, we thank you and we give you praise right now, O God. We give you glory, we give you honor, O God. We magnify your holy and your righteous name, God, that everything we're going through, O God, is for the kingdom, is for our increase spiritually, is for who we are in you, because you predestined us, O God. You know why we're going through. You know why the enemy presented himself to you and said, hey, can I go? And you said, I know this person, go. Because I know they're going to stand. So, God, whatever it is we're going through, we're standing on your word. Whatever it is, oh, God, we're going through, we're going to believe and connect to the kingdom that you have in us, oh, God. So, Father, with every demonic force that's hindering, Lord God, our finances, we stand today, oh, God, and we've anointed with oil our wallets, our checkbooks, and any other financial papers that we have right now, oh God. And we hold this up to you in heaven right now, oh God. And we say to you right now, God, we stand. And nevertheless, thy will be done. But Father, we rebuke every demonic force coming against our finances right now in Jesus' name. Father, we rebuke right now every agent from the devil that has been assigned to our finances to hinder them, to delete them, to overdraft them, we bind them right now in Jesus' name. We take our wallets and our checkbooks and our financials, God, and we plead the blood right now in Jesus' name. We plead the blood right now in Jesus' name. Devil, we command you to take your hands off of our finances right now in the name of Jesus. We command you right now, oh God, that the devil has to go. We command the devil right now that he has to go in Jesus' name. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood right now over finances in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, 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 we plead the blood right now. We stand with heaven over our finances right now, God. We believe, oh God, that this mountain will be removed. We rebuke the devil right now in the finances in Jesus' name. He has to go. He has to go right now, oh God. We command him to go. In Jesus' name. Father, as we look at our sickness right now, oh God, we know, oh God, that by your stripes we are healed. We know, oh God, that we plead the blood of Jesus over the sickness right now in Jesus' name. So, Father, as we touch wherever the sickness is, God, any type of cancer right now, we rebuke it in Jesus' name. Diabetes, we rebuke it in Jesus' name. Father, we take authority over it right now in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood, we plead the blood in the name of Jesus. Lord, may your spirit come right now, oh God, and take complete control, Lord God. Lord, may your spirit come right now and bring forth healing to your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh God. We bind sickness and disease right now in the name of Jesus. Father, even as we touch ourselves, oh God, wherever the sickness is, Lord God, we rebuke it and we cast it out right now in Jesus' name. We take authority over it right now in Jesus' name. No more. No more, oh God. No more, oh God. But Father, we stand on your word, Lord God. We stand on your word that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. We stand on your word, Lord God, that we are restored, Lord God. Whatever is going on in our lives, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, we take authority over it. Right now, Lord Jesus, any sorrow, any shame that we have in our lives, Lord God, we stand in your word right now, believing, oh God, that you've taken the shame away. Believing, oh God, that you would give us peace in that place of sorrow, oh God. We believe in your word, God. We're chasing after you, Lord God. We're searching for you, God. We thank you today, oh God. Well, God, you said, come unto you all that are laden and heavy laden, and that you would give us rest. God, we stand right now on your word that we will have that rest, Lord God. We thank you, God. We bind every demonic activity right now in the name of Jesus. Devil, you have to go now, and we cast you into outer darkness. Every spirit of defeat right now, we cast you into outer darkness. Every demonic force right now coming against us in our body, we cast you out right now in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood. We fill that space right now with the word of God in the name of Jesus by faith, oh God. Lord, nothing is impossible for you, Lord God. We believe in your word, God. We stand, Lord, by faith. We're believing, God, that the things we don't see, oh God, will manifest right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have to get out now in the name of Jesus. We command you to go. The blood is against you. We will take courage, Lord. We will be encouraged, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, oh God. We praise you. We give you glory, Lord God. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is against you. Sickness, you have to go. Death spirit, you have to go. We cast you out in Jesus' name. Lack, poverty, we cast you out in Jesus' name. You have to go. You have to go. We stand on the word. We stand on the word. When we resist you, you have to flee. There's no options. We stand on the word. We cast out the spirit of fear, confusion, depression, distress. We cast it out in Jesus' name. We stand on the word of God. The blood covers us. The word of God strengthens us. The Holy Spirit will come and empower us. We are fully equipped, O God, for this battle. For this season, we are fully equipped, O God. When we confess our sins before you, O God, you are faithful. You'll forgive us of those sins, Lord God. When we turn from our ways, our wicked ways, God, then you will heal our land. Then you will come and see about us, oh God. We thank you today, oh God. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. We're healed by the blood. We shall live and not die. We shall live and not die. Our finances shall live and not die. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise today, Lord God. We give you glory today, O God. We thank you today, God. We are encouraged by your word. We will continue to fight in the kingdom. We will be the violent that take it by force, Lord God. Everything that the enemy has stole from us, God, we will take it back by force, God. We will take it back because of the blood. We will take it back because of the power of the Holy Spirit. We will take it back, O God, because of your word. Guarantees us that we can take it. Guarantees us that you will protect us. In the name of Jesus, we shall live and not die. Nope, we're not going. We're going to fight the good fight of faith, Lord God. We will not let anything separate us from you. Hallelujah. Though trials come on every hand, I feel like pressing on. I feel like going on in you, Lord God. There's some fight inside of me, God, that's saying don't give up. There's fight inside of me saying, God, that the word will hold us. Hallelujah. And I thank you for that, Lord God. I praise you and I give you glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The blood covers me. In Jesus' name.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands. He will provide.
know you can just live for